think it was just panic about her, really, and just rage, panic, worry, is she going to be okay? It's been a case of bouncing from one place to another. As far as I'm concerned, nobody paid any penalty for it. Nothing was done about it. The dog lost its life, obviously, but it wasn't the dog's fault. It was the owner's fault. The owner should have made sure that it didn't put the dog in that position. I'm a dog lover as well, so I've been at both sides. It's just respectful to people and their feelings, and you don't know what other people have been through. You don't know their stories. And it's just safer for everyone, it's more respectful, and there would be less arguments, there would be less problems. She was just shouting something about Zara's been bit. So I ran into the shop and Zara was just standing there, and just, in shock, and I could see her face. We have this fight on a daily basis. Big dogs that walk past, that run up to us. I'm actually a dog lover, I love dogs, I've been brought up with dogs. And now dogs run towards me, and my first instinct is now a panic. They're just so scared, they won't go anywhere near them. They start hiding behind me as soon as one comes by. We ended up having to stay in hospital for longer than expected. At one point, they had to leave the wounds open, so they had to pack them and leave the wounds open to heal. So that cousin, she had her whole face bandaged up. The amount of times that she had to go through surgery, I mean, it was 4 surgeries she went through. Kira was, inconsolable for weeks and weeks. She was in tatters. She was blaming herself constantly for it.